And sitting in for Jim Turbis, Ryan Went with you here on KWBG as we get a chance today on Tuned In to speak to Marty Lamore from the Boone Historical Society. Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Good morning. Just a little slightly under the weather, so if I sound plugged up or cough, excuse me, but we'll go ahead and see how we do.
Well, we'll
otherwise,
get...
it's a beautiful morning, and yeah. Looking forward to sharing some news from the History Center.
Well, and that's the one thing, too, I think, especially as we get back into school, I think we start kind of thinking about again, because we think about kids that getting back to learning and stuff, and that's one thing at the History Center. You guys do a great job of just the past and being able to learn that. And you guys have such great exhibits and other things that are going on. It always seems to be busy over there.
Yeah, we've had a very, very busy month. We had our board meeting on September 3rd. And probably the big news that we followed up on was we had an invitation-only reopening of our second floor. We did that on August 29th. It was invitation to all of our membership as well as a few other individuals. And we were really excited to put that event together. And it turned out great. It was from 5 to 7 o'clock. It just couldn't have gone better. We've probably had, we sent out probably over 200 invitations, and we had probably about 75 people attend. Just kind of gathered down in the community room. Initially, we had beverages and appetizers from, the appetizers were from Whether or Not. People got a chance to just visit and talk. And then one of the main reasons that we were down in the community room was to dedicate the Wayne B. Erickson Community Room. He's an individual that donated to the History Center, and we wanted to honor him. So we have a plaque down in that room. And actually, we were excited that his family was able to attend the event and be there and speak a little bit on his behalf. So that was just wonderful. We also dedicated the Larry Adams Research Room, which is up on first floor. We did a lot of renovating to that room, and we have Larry's hat hanging with a picture of him and several other items that are up in that research room. He was such an integral part of the History Center for a long, long time. So we got lots of compliments from our guests. We have still work to do on the exhibits. New exhibits that are up on second floor are our ag and our railroad exhibits. And we moved Kate Shelley up to, and the Ledges exhibit up to second floor from first floor. In 2021, we created a plan that included reopening the second floor in 10 years, which would have been 2031, okay? And we had a budget that we put together of about $25,000. And thanks to funds from membership, as well as the Wayne Erickson Estate, as well as over, get this, 20,000 volunteer hours.
Wow.
That's a lot. We were able to shorten the timeline to 3 years.
And that's amazing.
We're still waiting for some final bills to come in. And we may have a few more additional expenses, but at this point, our current cost is of expenses is $11,221.05.
Wow.
And so that's half the amount that we had anticipated to spend to open it up, and in less than half the amount of time. So we're pretty pleased with all that. It took a lot, many hands, many hours, many planning sessions to get that pulled off. But it's now open to the public after that initial event. And so we'd love to have you come up and see what we've done. And of course, it doesn't stop with that. As far as the exhibits, We have a new exhibit coming in September this month, and it will be, it's a Dragoon exhibit, the end of September, and it'll run through the end of October. We have, let's see, I'm going to look here. It's Dr. Raleigh and his wife, Sue Schaefer, that are donating items to the center. And Joe Howell is in charge with via collections and being part of exhibits, too, to help get this set up. So we'll be looking forward to getting that done. He's coming, and we are going to, we normally do what we call our Saturday with a Scholar. This time we're going to be doing what we're calling a Sunday with a Scholar. And that will be on, I believe it's the 29th. And Raleigh will be doing a presentation on the Dragoons. It's going to be kind of a general overview, not just specifically to Nathan Boone and Boone County specifically, but just kind of a higher level view of that and the display. He and his wife are coming to set up the display during that week. So keep an eye out for information on that on Facebook as well as on our little rolling sign across in front of the History Center. And I believe we're going to be advertising that also on the Fourth and Story sign.
Good. So, and you said that's going to be the Dragoon presentation will be there for a month then, huh?
Right. The actual, well, it'll be the primary one. It'll be a permanent part of our displays, but it'll be down in the main entrance. Yeah. Sorry, I have a dog who's trying to help me here. I believe it'll be in the main lobby for a month.
That's great. That's great. So plenty of time to get there and check this out. And I'm sure learn something we probably don't know. We always seem to do that when it comes to the History Center.
Right. Well, as you know, if you've driven around Boone County at all, and I'm not by any means the expert on it, but there's the Dragoon Trail.
Yeah.
So this is a part of that history and how they came to Boone and how it was Nathaniel Boone that did settle, who was a dragoon here in settled Boone. So
That's neat.
Some learning to do about all of that. Like I said, I'm not the go-to person for every detail on history down at the center, but we have ways to research that and individuals who are more educated in that line. So,
well, and I think what else was neat too, Marty, that you had talked about is just getting a chance to open up that second floor, and it's been open, I think, since you said like right around the end of August. So how has the response been so far with the second floor being open again?
I can't say that we've had a huge onslaught of visitors. Our average probably visitors is probably 4 or 5, maybe a day.
Okay.
Some days we have none and some days we have more, but we certainly invite you to come and visit. I know, I was gone for a wedding, so I didn't work last week, but, the gal who worked last week had, in her time frame of working had 5 people had research to do, as well as people that came from Ames that had heard that the second floor was open. So.
That's great. And it's open Thursday through Saturday, 10 to 2, correct?
That is correct. That's correct.
Good.
And again, I always say this when Jim inquires about the hours. We also are available if those hours don't suit your schedule and you maybe have relatives or friends coming from out of town and you want to have, you know, something to do, we're willing to have you contact us and see if we can arrange something for a private tour.
Well, and I think, too, with all the work that was being done down on Story Street and with that being all completed now, that will help, too, in making it just a little bit easier for people to get parked. And I tried to explain that, you know, sometimes when you got to construction and lot, you might have to walk just a little bit. But it's, I'm sure, nice to be able to flow right to your front door, basically, with you guys.
Yeah, it is very nice. The downtown, it looks so nice when you come driving down Story Street.
Yes.
With with the new street and the brick crossways and all of that. It looks great. I'm sure, I think that'll help, you know, make us attractive. And with our, you know, new status with being a Main Street project town, I'm excited for all of that, see what unfolds. So
yeah, absolutely. Now, you had mentioned earlier about a recent meeting that you guys had kind of finished up with, correct?
Yes, with our board meeting. I'll kind of get back to what we went over in that. I kind of really got off on that.
No, not at all.
On the event and didn't really finish up the agenda. We are going to participate in the familiarization tour. We got invited to do that. From Chris at the Convention Bureau, and I believe that's in October. We're going to get in touch with her and find out a little bit more about what that involves, but we were asked to participate, and they apparently rent a bus, and they invite local leadership to talk about what we offer at our place and how we benefit Boone County. So we'll be doing that. We will also be participating in the Project Palooza with Boone High School Edge, and we're involved with their Project Palooza. Students have the opportunity to pick up projects that you present. We either can videotape or go in person, say projects that we would have that the students could do at the History Center, and so we will be involved with that. Who will be attending and finding out a little bit more information with that. So I think those are two things. We have worked hard to try to be involved in the community involved and not isolate ourselves. We're helping with opportunities like this that we draw attention to ourselves and also maybe are able to help out in the community in some way.
Well, and I think another thing too, Marty, is that's the future. You know, we always talk about history, but we need the future to be able to tell that history and continue to tell that history. So that's great that you're getting into the schools and you got to get somebody excited, right? Somebody has to be that next person that's excited, that wants to come in and, you know, hey, I really love Boone County and I really love the history here. And I want to learn more about it because someday they're going to be the ones that are teaching the youngsters.
That's right. That's right. One thing that we are going to get involved with, are looking into being involved. Barb McDougall is one of our volunteers, and we would like to get involved with. In the past, they used to have the third grade class, I believe it was, but there was some logistical problems with busing and who was paying for it, some other things. But we're starting off at least with. Sacred Heart School as well as Trinity Lutheran School, and we're going to be contacting their principals and interfacing with the teachers and see what we can do to start back up with some tours for the kids.
Well, and I think that's another thing too when you talk about bringing them in and showing them that stuff, and kids get excited about history. I don't care who you are. Yeah. You take them to see and try to, you know, kind of explain about stuff. Marty, they get excited about that.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's that they're kind of like, oh, really? You know, mm-hmm. It's kind of an eye-opening thing. And we hope to make it interactive, you know, kind of with the kids as they go through, kind of have some ideas, either that they finish a crossword puzzle when they get an answer as they go through the museum, or they get their passport stamped, you know, have to start off with a passport and they have to visit all the spots and bring back some information from wherever, whatever part of the museum they visited. Also, we have suggestions maybe for some, our gift shop is small and has limited items in it, but there's been suggestions maybe for a few more things that kids may enjoy using. So, I think that'll be kind of fun too.
New stuff is always fun stuff. I know we're talking about history here, but adding some new things to what you've already had, that's always a great idea.
Right. And kids now, you have to kind of stimulate them. I think they get kind of think it's kind of cool Well, in the old days, this is how we used to do it, because now with all the technology and some of the other things, I think they find it fun. But if we can get some of the technology to help them interact, to learn about history, that's part of our goal too. So.
And plus, they're always shocked too, Marty, when we tell them that the olden days, you know, we still, things were in color. It wasn't just black and white. I think sometimes they forget that, Marty. My kids all the time love to talk to me about the olden days. And I say, listen, we drove cars and there was, you know, there was colors and everything else. So.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's perfect. That's exactly right. So
that's great.
Let's see what else is going on. We're looking at maybe doing some floor restoration in the fairway room down on first floor, as well as the becoming boon room. Exhibits that we're planning on bringing on. We're working with Fairway to put in permanent signage in October. For that exhibit, we've always had the fairway exhibit down on the first floor, and it remains there. But we want permanent signage. We have temporary signage, so we're excited to get that done. And we're also looking at adding on to some of the. That'll become the fairway and the Boone Merchants Room, which previously had Kate Shelley as well as the Ledges items in it. And I think that's about, we'll be kind of just doing a little shuffling in our becoming Boone room to, house the Dragoon display. And we also continue to work on the downtown project and planning for upcoming exhibits. One thing that Jeannie Weidke has been working hard for actually a couple of years and working to catalog is background and information on current downtown Boone buildings and businesses. And I know there's the Historic Preservation, I don't know if they're called a committee or exactly what, but also is looking at working in that. We have one of our volunteers and one of our previous board members serve on that committee. And so I think we'll be working to collaborate the information that we already have so that there's not rework on anybody's part. Long-term goal and where it's been in discussion with Jen at the chamber is we think it'd be cool if we had some type of a walking tour so when people come to downtown Boone, they can either, I don't know, scan a QR code, look at something inside that's written up on the building to identify how old the building was, what businesses have been in it, you know, and promote the current business. So that's a project that's in the works that I think would be kind of cool.
Boy.
And it fits right in with what we're doing about restoration of the downtown and working with, you know, the Main Street. So
I was going to say, Marty, QR codes are the thing. I mean, if you don't know what a QR code is, I'm not going to give you a lesson on it, but trust me, they're not as difficult as you think, but that would be pretty cool.
Right. So it's in the works, not done yet. So
in the works.
Collections, I think Joe Howell has done just a fantastic job of getting our collections all organized. I know I've said this before when I've been on that we're left with quite a mess with collections, and she's spent hours and hours and hours getting information into our software and labeled and identified so that we can relocate it when we need to. I don't think there's anything else, maintenance, anything. Membership, I mentioned, I think at the last one, that Rita Knight has resigned from our board. She's been a longtime History Center supporter and done a great job. I will be taking over membership. I'm still working on getting the processes organized. So we still encourage membership. We will send out a push for renewal, I believe, in November. Memberships are good for 1 year. And it's $30 for individual membership, and I believe it's $45 for family and $80 for business. I could be wrong on that. Don't quote me on those prices, but we just bumped them up last year. It's really a bargain. Excuse me. for that. You get the trail tales and you get free admission whenever you want to come down to the History Center. So,
and there's always those new exhibits that, you know, I think it was at $5 if you don't have the membership, but man, that pays right for itself real quick, because you guys always seem to have something new. And now with the second floor back open again, there's more reasons to get that membership.
Exactly.
That's great.
Community room, we do have, you know, rental for that. It's $100 if you're a member. It's $125 if you're a non-member. It's a very nice area to have hold an event. Kate Shelley, hopefully we can pay a little of attention down to Kate Shelley. You know, we've been putting all our focus in the main building, which is great. But this fall, we will pick a work day. And we already have an inventory of the items that are in the building and determine what we want to retain, what we feel is of no value or worth, and anything that maybe possibly would sell. To clear that out so that we can eliminate the building down there and then work toward plans of future of what would we like to see. We worked with the Boone Conservation Committee. We had already approved new signage down there, so there was at least the story of Kate Shelley posted on boards down at the site. And then we were contacted by the Conservation Committee that they had a project that was a grant for replacing signage at historical sites. That project kind of got a little delayed, and there won't probably be new signage until spring. But we're hoping to look for things on the timeline to happen for down at Kate Shelley. So if you have interest, let me know. We'd love to have anybody's input, ideas, and help.
Yeah, always looking for help for sure. Marty, we want to thank you so much for joining us here today on KWBG on behalf of the History Center. And as always, if there's questions or comments, you guys always appreciate that. And heck, even more appreciate when people stop in and get a chance to learn a little bit about things in Boone and Boone County as well. So, Marty, thanks so much for some time, and have a great rest of your week.
Great. Thank you so much.
You bet. That's Marty Lamore again joining us from the Boone History Center, downtown Boone.